This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
The Secret's Oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash in the shower, which gently cleanses and doesn't dry out your skin. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us on the board in New York City. And thank you to you. Yeah, you. Everybody listening all over North America. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Oh, this is not big news. Giannis Antetokounmpo going to miss the final 3 games of the regular season. Strained calf. It's not a shock. It's just a matter of when he comes back. Anyway, we're going to get to Giannis Antetokounmpo. We're going to get to a lot. Thank you to everybody tuned in on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I don't know where the hell you live, but thank you for listening. You can always lock in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, it is real simple. You don't got to press nothing. You got to hit a button. Get that speaker's attention and ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's Wednesday. There's a few things you should know. Every single Wednesday, I give you a new top 6 list. Today will be no different. 2 hours from now, I'm going to give you a top 6 list of some of the biggest father-son combos that we've ever seen in the world of sports. Some big stuff going on there, of course. Later on, we're going to talk about the NFL moving into Brazil. The NFL continues to go international. I mean, a couple of months ago, we learned that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to open up their season in Sao Paulo. But now we found out who's going to be opposing them, because the Eagles weren't going to go out there and scrimmage. They weren't going to play against a Brazilian football team, American football team. The Eagles are going to take on the Packers. And so we'll talk about that later on in the show. The Warriors had a crazy night at the 3-point line. Draymond Green is complaining. I just gave you an update on Giannis Antetokounmpo. Later on in the show, we're going to be joined by Connor Goodson from hogsports.com, covers all things Arkansas basketball. And as we know, John Calipari, if maybe you didn't hear this, he's the new head coach of Arkansas basketball, leaving Kentucky behind. So we got a lot to get into. The top 6 list, we're going to talk about John Calipari. We're going to think about who the hell is going to come through and replace him. Congratulations to Jackson Holliday of the Orioles. Got called up yesterday. And congratulations to Olympians who will compete in track and field, because they're actually going to get paid. This is a first. And I'm going to give you some details, because aren't the Olympics just a big old competition where the Olympics doesn't pay? I will give you an explanation. We will get to that next hour. Before I do anything, super producer and host Ryan Hickey, how the hell you doing, man? You good?
JR, we're doing good, man. We're enjoying this Wednesday.
That's good. What the heck is that? You 8 people with you in there? What's going on?
It's a zoo in here, always. So trying to navigate that. But otherwise, it's a good hump day.
It's a good hump day. Well, we got a hump to get over without a shadow of a doubt. Listen, folks, if you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. It's not a zoo. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, and if you want to go ahead and reach out online, if you utilize the internet, if you like wasting your time and arguing, I ain't going to argue with you, but I am there. You can find me. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Hickey, we've been talking about it for 3 days. It feels like John Calipari is basically taking the slow walk here. But finally, this man has let the cat out the bag. A matter of fact, Hickey, he's having a press conference like right around now, isn't he?
He is, which means, you know what that means, right?
What does that mean?
He can now finally walk his dog in peace.
He can walk. You think he got a house already, staying in some millionaire's place, right? They put him up. He don't got to worry about a thing in the world.
I'm sure Arkansas, when they were courting him to leave, had the house bought already, probably put the mortgage already down, said, here's your private dog walking park that no one will come out of nowhere and ambush you with questions. I'm sure all the small details are already ironed out.
Well, let's remember this. He doesn't walk the dog. He said that the dog walks him when the dog isn't being pushed in that damn stroller. So I'm pretty sure he got the best stroller-ass dog park in Arkansas. I'm sure he does. Let's listen to the break. Was this really breaking news? They got to make it sound dramatic. Let's listen to the wonderful people at CBS Sports HQ. They quote-unquote broke the news this afternoon.
Breaking news in college basketball. Arkansas has announced John Calipari as their next head coach. Our Matt Norlander reported on Sunday that Coach Cal and Arkansas were nearing an agreement. That agreement is now completed. It is a five-year deal worth at least $35 million. It comes a day after Calipari released a video on social media in which he said goodbye to Kentucky, saying the program needed a new voice.
The program needed a new voice. That's what he said. That's what he said yesterday. 2 days ago, he didn't want to say anything. Last week, he was still kissing the ass of all the people in Kentucky because he didn't know whether or not he was going to leave. Let's listen to his most recent words yesterday.
This is a dream job. It was my dream job. Anybody in our profession looks at the University of Kentucky in basketball and said, that is the bluest of blue. The last few weeks, we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice.
Why didn't he say that last week? Oh, it's just because of the money, right? Is that why? Oh, yeah, by the way, he's taking a pay cut. John Calipari at a base is going to be making less money in Arkansas than he made up in Kentucky. $7 million. But here's the deal. It's not so much about his money. It's about the money that he would need to bring in recruits. And maybe that's why things started to stink up in Kentucky. Maybe that's why he just got eliminated by Oakland of Michigan. Maybe that's why they lost to Kansas State. Maybe that's why they lost to St. Peter's, who most people cannot find on a map. Hickey, they're in New Jersey, right?
They are in New Jersey.
Yes, a school in New Jersey. Maybe that's why. Maybe the well ran dry in Kentucky. Maybe John Calipari couldn't run around and pick up the Rajon Rondos or even the Anthony Davis and the Julius Randles. Maybe the wallet in Kentucky wasn't big enough. Maybe they were paying Calipari so much money, it became tough. I mean, look at the school that's had the most success over the past 25 years. That's UConn. Their players are sticking around for about 2 or 3 years, and, yeah, they get transfers in. They got a little bit more continuity than John Calipari, who I guess could no longer pay his players under the table. Allegedly. I don't know anything. I'm just saying allegedly. And so now he moves to Arkansas, where also allegedly, he doesn't have to spend as much time recruiting players and luring them with dollars. It's been said that John Calipari up in Kentucky, that he had to find the money to pay the players. And that this is not going to be an issue, reportedly, down in Arkansas. So all John Calipari has to do is show up and coach. All John Calipari has to do is say, hey, I got your money. Here it is. I mean, we heard Nick Saban, hilariously. One of the reasons that Nick Saban said that he wanted to step away from Alabama football, and God bless Alabama basketball, amazing what they just did. Nick Saban said, I got sick and tired of having conversations with parents. Well, all they wanted to do was ask me, hey, coach, gym is nice. Campus is nice. The weather is nice. You're nice. Your wife is nice. Everything you're telling me is nice, but I got to get to the point. How much money are you going to pay me? Nick Saban decided to walk away because he didn't want to do it no more. Coach K decided to walk away because he ain't want to do it anymore. Jim Boeheim decided to walk away because he hates college kids. That's true. Have you heard this man talk to some of the school newspaper people? It's like, man, you're 70 years old yelling at an 18-year-old. Like, relax. But anyway, besides hating college-age students, Jim Boeheim didn't want to deal with this anymore. Coach Cal is real full of himself. And, yeah, he could be a nice guy and raising funds for Haiti and wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt and raising money. Yeah, thank you, John Calipari. Everybody appreciates it. But he comes across as being about himself. And he can go get all the chicken money from the Tyson Foods Corporation in Arkansas. A Jerry Jones could send him a boatload of money to Arkansas. Right now, today, based on what's happened with John Calipari the past few years, based on what we've seen at schools like UConn, if you're a prospect, are you running to John Calipari? You going to UConn? I mean, it's a matter of, are you going to go get the money? Or are you going to go win a championship? And then at the same token, you can get money from a lot of places right now. You don't need the knock at the door of John Calipari. This is 2024. This is not 2010. And so, I mean, for as many days as it took John Calipari to leave, I'm supposed to trust him? I'm supposed to believe what this man says? 15 years, this man was at Kentucky. Walked away with one championship. In the past few years, just been ass. There's no better way to say it. I don't think things are going to turn around. So congratulations to Coach Cal. He got himself a new job. It's like he went to the other side of the fence. Hickey, this is like gang warfare. He went from wearing blue. And now, is he going to wear like a red suit today? You think is the suit going to be red or is the tie going to be red?
Oh, you know what? If it's a good shade of red, I hope it's a suit. That would be a good look.
An all red suit?
At least a red jacket.
He might have got, what, like Rick Pitino, right?
When he wore the all white?
Oh, all white. It's just, John Calipari is an interesting fellow. It wouldn't surprise me if he wore an all red suit. Anyway, we'll find out what he's wearing because he's having his press conference any minute, any second now. So what happens up at Kentucky? What does Kentucky do? John Calipari's been looking him in the face for the better part of 15 years. And last night there was a lot of speculation. We went through the names, the list, the people who don't want to go. Dan Hurley said, man, my wife is from New Jersey. We live in Connecticut. I am not going to Kentucky. Good idea, man. Listen to your wife. Good idea. Hey, last night, Billy Donovan, right? This man won two championships with the Florida Gators. They asked him before the game, and he's just like, man, I am focused in on the Bulls. I'm committed to the Bulls. And then the Bulls had one of the dumbest plays you'll ever see in your life as two guys decided to go for one alley-oop. Dumbassery. It's no other word. I mean, listen to Billy Donovan after the game. And then you figure out whether or not he wants to stick around with the Bulls. Listen to this crap.
We addressed it on the bench. You know, I'm obviously, to me, it was just really disappointing. I'm not going to get into what I said, but, you know, you're down by 10. You know, there was a lot of self-induced things that I thought we contributed to that. And not only that play, but other plays that maybe weren't as loud as that. But that play was disappointing to me.
Yeah, that man had to coach the Chicago Bulls all year long. They opened up the season with a team-only meeting after game number one. They are ending the season throwing alley-oops off the backboard that no one can catch. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Andre Drummond got hurt in the process. Yeah, Billy Donovan needs to leave as soon as possible. But then there's another name. People have been talking about this all week, and he might go. It's been reported out of Kentucky that the job is his if he wants it. His name is Scott Drew. He just won a national championship a few seasons ago back in 2021, beating Gonzaga with Baylor. This man has been at Baylor since 2003. He helped turn the entire team around. I mean, Baylor was basically sanctioned self-sanctioned for years because of the disasters and the messes and the scandals. And Scott Drew comes along and he changes that. Is it now time for a bigger challenge? To go from Baylor to Kentucky sounds like a big deal. You get up in salary, you have a new challenge in front of you, or do you just stay in Texas and ride the wave? Everybody wants to look for that next challenge, right? Listen, we had Matt Jones from Kentucky Sports Radio here with us earlier this week, and he made it very clear. Kentucky, they will probably either get Scott Drew or that miserable Bulls coach, Billy Donovan.
I think the next coach, I think Kentucky will take a swing at Danny Hurley, the coach at UConn that's playing for his second straight title. I don't necessarily think they'll get him, but I think they'll take a swing at him. I think if you were to make a big bet, I think the two guys that will be at the top of the list are Billy Donovan with the Bulls, who almost coached here once before. And then I think the most likely guy to be the next coach at Kentucky is Scott Drew from Baylor.
I guess it's a matter of who gets the job first, right? If Scott Drew goes home to his wife and they pray about it and he says, I think it's time to leave, then they'll leave. And Billy Donovan will just be miserable up in Chicago with the Bulls. It sucks for him. Or if Scott Drew takes too long, I guess he won't because he doesn't want Billy Donovan to take the job. Then maybe Billy – either way, it sounds like Billy Donovan is screwed. He has to coach the Chicago Bulls for a few more games, watch them play terrible basketball, and just be miserable. For Billy Donovan, at least the direct deposit hits. He got two championships at Florida. He ain't winning one in the NBA that much, I know. It looks like Scott Drew is going to take this job if he wants it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I got this job, and I'm going to be here with you almost for the next 3 hours and 45 minutes, just about exactly. We got a lot to do. I'm going to give you a top six list. We're going to talk about some of the largest, biggest, best father-son duos that the sports world has ever seen. We're going to have, speaking of Arkansas, later on in the show, we are going to have a conversation with Connor Goodson, who covers the Arkansas Razorbacks. We're going to talk about Draymond Green and the Warriors. The Warriors were on fire from three last night. I'm going to tell you about something historical that took place this day in sports. I'll give you a hint. It took place in 1947. Congratulations to Jackson Holiday getting called up to the big leagues for the Baltimore Orioles. We're going to get into the NFL going down in Brazil. And a matter of fact, on the other side of the break, speaking of miserable coaches, my apologies to Billy Donovan, Doc Rivers has been pretty miserable. Doc Rivers has been miserable since he took the damn job with the Milwaukee Bucks. And well, let's just put it this way. I think he got something else to be miserable about. I got an update on Giannis, if you missed the beginning of the show. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Well, damn it, I love you back. I love what you do. I love you for listening. Thank you very much. Anyway. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know, right before we went to break, I told you about John Calipari. He's getting ready to have his press conference, if it hasn't started already, out in Arkansas, officially being named the head coach of the Razorbacks. And congratulations to Kentucky. They don't got to pay him for firing him. He's going to go get that new bag, and Kentucky is on the hook for absolutely nothing. It's nice. Somebody just leaves. Hickey, can you imagine? Not that I want this to, I never want this to happen to you. Can you imagine a divorce where you don't got to pay nothing on the way out?
For those in that situation, that's, I guess, the dream, right?
Oh, don't say that.
Get rid of the problem for no money. In that situation, people clearly, right, think the other person's the problem, and it's like a get-out-of-jail-free card where you get to get out for literally free.
Get rid of the problem for free?
I'm just saying, not me.
Okay.
Not me. But
you've been
people
hanging
in that situation.
You've been hanging out with me too long now, okay? I think I'm rubbing off on you. I don't know if that's good or bad. What are we up to? Let's do some math. January, February, March. Is this the beginning of April? Yeah.
It's like 4 months.
No, it's three months and change. 3 months and a third, I guess, right?
I mean, you start January 2nd, new year. I look on the calendar, it says 4/10. I'm going to say 4 months.
No, 4 months is the end of April. This is still the beginning. We're closer to 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Technically, yes.
We're into the fourth month.
We're into the fourth month.
But it's been 3 months. Yeah, as long as you don't end up in the newspaper, you're good, okay?
So far, I'm trying.
Yeah, so far, so good. Hey, congratulations again to Kentucky. Getting rid of the problem without having to pay for it to go away. Good stuff. Anyway, speaking of problems, the Milwaukee Bucks got a problem. And, I mean, they've had problems since they acquired Damian Lillard. And it's not because Damian Lillard is all of a sudden garbage. We know Damian Lillard is one of the most clutch players the NBA has ever seen. A matter of fact, Damian Lillard is one of the top 75 players that the NBA has ever seen. And for whatever reason, I don't know what's in his blood. I know there's a lot of people who like to point at their veins and say that there's ice running through their veins. Damian Lillard's numbers in crunch time, they legitimately go up in the last 4 minutes of a game. It makes absolutely no sense. But here's the problem with Damian Lillard. He don't stop nobody. Doesn't play defense. He scores, 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 and scores some more. And he's getting older, older, older. And so pairing him with Giannis Antetokounmpo hasn't netted the results that the Milwaukee Bucks would necessarily want. The Milwaukee Bucks have a record of 48-31, despite having 30-plus wins. Before the All-Star break, Adrian Griffin basically got the boot from the Milwaukee Bucks as a rookie head coach. And in comes Doc Rivers. In comes Doc Rivers to, I guess, basically save the day. But the Milwaukee Bucks have had more downs than they have had ups. And unfortunately for them, last night, they had a big old down. When Giannis Antetokounmpo went down without being touched against the Boston Celtics. Take a listen to this from TNT last night.
Needless to say, GA, this is of major concern here. Giannis Antetokounmpo just sits down to stop play. Now, best case scenario, let's just hope it's a cramp of the calf. But
yeah. No, it wasn't just a cramp of the calf. The man has a strain in his calf. He's going to be out for the next three games, at least this is the rest of the regular season for the Milwaukee Bucks. And we don't know how many more games he's going to miss by the time the Bucks get into the postseason, okay? Now, Giannis Antetokounmpo, especially, remember when they went to the finals, this man sprained his knee, and it was a major concern about what the hell was going to happen, and then all of a sudden he became Superman. It's like he had no issues in his knee. He was flying around, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, he plays more aggressive and more physical than a lot of guys in the league. I mean, if you want to listen to what somebody like James Harden had to say, hey, I wish I could be 7 feet tall and just run and dunk the basketball. Not exactly and wholly true when it comes to Giannis, but we know athleticism and strength and power is a big part of his game. Giannis has dealt with some recent leg injuries. Is this like the beginning of the end? You start thinking about a calf? I mean, you don't got to be a doctor to know that in order to jump off the damn ground, you got to go up. You got to come down. You got to use those leg muscles. I mean, damn it, if I have to think about jumping anywhere right now, my knees, my ankles, and my calves, they fear the landing. And sure, this is what Giannis Antetokounmpo does for a living, but it's tricky. I mean, we could think back to the NBA Finals. Kevin Durant, 2019. This man went from having a calf injury, tried to push it and push it and push it for the Golden State Warriors, came back, ended up on a heap on the ground. He blew out his Achilles. I can think about somebody like Kobe Bryant, God rest his soul. How many times did we have to see Kobe Bryant turn around one-legged fadeaway Jay, landing on one leg until it caught up with him in his mid-30s. Like, it catches up with you. Father Time catches up with everybody. I mean, LeBron James, God bless him. LeBron James is still running around damn near 40. What's his one issue? That foot, that ankle. What goes up must come down. I'm sorry, when you're 6'9", 250, 260, when you're 6'11", 250, 260, man, all that jumping catches up to you, man. And so for Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks, who've already had an underwhelming season, although they've won almost 50 games, you care about this dude in the postseason. Is he going to be full strength? And Giannis is a freak, I know. Adrian Wojnarowski, he was on ESPN, and he's just like, well, come on now, it's Giannis. He's a Superman. He might be back sooner than we all think.
So the good news for Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks, is that that Achilles was fully intact, okay, and that this is a calf strain. And the question is going to be is how quickly can Giannis recover for this? We are about essentially 10 or 11 days away from a game one for the Bucks. Giannis has shown a tremendous capacity in his career to come back quicker from injuries than almost anybody else, whether it was the knee injury in the conference finals that got him back against Atlanta, then on to beat the Suns in the finals. You know, the thought was that was a 4 to 6 week injury. He was back in less than a week. And it happens a lot with groin injuries, with hamstrings with him, where the team might say, hey, this could be a couple of weeks, Giannis, and he's back playing in a few days. But it is unclear right now. We'll see how, you know, he responds to treatment. But certainly knowing Antetokounmpo, you know, he wants to be on the court and he has a tolerance, a physical tolerance that allows him to play. This organization needs him and they need him early in the playoffs, especially with the way they have played really for the last couple months.
Hickey, I learned something new. Giannis Antetokounmpo he's invincible. Is that what Woj just say? He just tell me he's invincible?
Despite the laundry list of injuries you just kind of rattled off, what, 5 minutes ago? Other than those, you know, last few years, hey, he's invincible. Can't be stopped.
Yeah, other than the leg issues, the hamstring issues, the thigh issues that he's had to deal with this season.
The back last year.
Yeah, we should feel all right that because the man ran two steps and hit the floor and nobody hit him, he jogged like I jog, okay? He jogged one, two, three, like slow, and he hit the floor. I'm supposed to feel good that because of his past history against the Suns, that all of a sudden he's, I don't know, maybe Giannis is Wolverine. Maybe he's sitting in some, what's that big old pool that Wolverine goes into? He's sitting in some pool right now, getting pumped full of stuff to play in the postseason. Come on now. Giannis Antetokounmpo might have a great track record returning from injuries. Yes, correct. But he's also had some injuries pile up on him in the legs, some little, you know, bumps and bruises. They're starting to pile up on Giannis Antetokounmpo. I ain't got no hope in him. I'm sorry. I mean, all things considered, I take a look at the Bucks taking on the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. But if Giannis is running around on a bum leg, that is, I don't want to say a ticking time bomb, this could go one of two ways. The man can go through the postseason and look amazing, or three ways. He can go through the postseason and be hobbled, or he can have worst-case scenario where Giannis is running around out there and he blows out his leg. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody. Okay, Woj might not be concerned. Somebody who is concerned is that miserable head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks trying to understand why he took this job. It's called Money, Doc. It's Doc Rivers. Listen to him.
Hi. I would say that. But, you know, he's honest. I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. So we're just going to hope for the best.
Yeah, Doc Rivers wasn't pronouncing the fact that he was high. Doc Rivers was letting everybody know that his concern level is high. And maybe he is doing something like that if he's worried about this Giannis injury. It might calm his nerves down. Either way, Giannis Antetokounmpo went down yesterday untouched. And the Milwaukee Bucks, well, they already had a problem. Now they got a bigger one. Giannis can bounce back. And even if he does, I'll tell you this. Who the hell is looking at the Bucks and going, hey, Eastern Conference champs? I'm not, unless they turn things around a full 360, 180, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's not looking good for the Bucks right now. Or maybe Giannis is Wolverine. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Josh is calling from Philly. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Josh?
Hi, JR. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you. How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
Yeah. So I was wondering what you think of the 76ers since they've been on this little hot streak, if you think it's going to matter, or is it going to be six consecutive years that they bounce out of the playoffs?
You know, now you know damn well the Sixers are very difficult to analyze. And you know why, right? You know what I'm about to say.
No, not exactly, but I'm listening.
Joel Embiid. Okay. I mean, he's come back and he's dropping 30 plus point games and they're limiting his minutes and God bless him. I don't know. He's going to go into like game one of the postseason and somebody will punch him in the eye by accident. And then he'll fall on the floor and another guy will step on him. And then the next game, he's going to have to wear a mask. And then the next game, they're going to have to put his hands in gloves. I mean, the Sixers are so difficult to analyze. And look, injuries can happen to everybody. We just talked about a superhuman in Giannis who typically hasn't had to worry about injuries, and now that's something that's hovering around the Bucks. Joel Embiid is almost a walking cloud. It would be amazing if he were able to make it through the postseason and drag the Sixers on his back. Will I count on that? Am I counting on him to play, you know, a 35 to 40 minutes a night? It's tricky there. So God bless the Sixers. They will always be competitive if Embiid is on the court. And maybe that time off in the surgery has allowed him to have a little bit more of his legs underneath him, even though he just had a cleanup in his knee. So let me know if he's healthy, and that'll pretty much determine. If he's healthy and killing it, yeah, the Sixers can go to the East Finals. No doubt, especially with some of the other injuries that have happened in the East. Julius Randle is now out. The Chicago Bulls, I have no idea why they're even playing in a stupid playing game with the Hawks, who also happen to be a bum team. And so look, the Sixers got some life, but let me know what Embiid does. I'm not holding my breath that he'll stay healthy.
Thank you.
Oh, damn, Josh. Did I hurt your feelings? Everything okay? It took a while for you. You had to process that?
No, I was just listening to you. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Josh. You be safe out in Philadelphia, okay?
Thank you. Have a great rest of your show.
You as well, Josh. Enjoy the rest of the season. I don't think it's going to be a good one. I'm sorry. Joel Embiid is Hickey, how long before he has some bandages while he plays? How like a couple weeks, a week?
Definitely by game. I'll say the third game in the postseason. So that's either one play-in game and two games of the first series, two play-in games in the first game of the series. Those playoff intensity games, by game three, he'll have some sort of wrap, some sort of other injury he's dealing with. It's yearly.
The Philadelphia 76ers got the Rip Hamilton face mask. They got a few of them sitting in his locker just in case he gets his nose broken. So it's probably happening soon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, good luck to everybody in the East because it's basically the Boston Celtics and everybody else. And if the Celtics don't win the East, come on. They got nobody to blame but themselves or an injury. But I'll give Kristaps Porzingis the benefit of the doubt. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a Josh Allen. A Josh Allen in the NFL got paid today. There's a happy Josh Allen, and he's obviously not in Buffalo. I will explain.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Is this song for Rashee Rice? I just heard this from Rich Ackerman. Dallas police issue an arrest warrant for Rashee Rice. This man just helped the Kansas City Chiefs win a Super Bowl. He's 23 years old. Now he has an arrest warrant out. That car accident from a couple of weekends ago, at first we didn't know if he was in the car, and then we found out that he was ultimately in the car. And he charged with one count of aggravated assault, one count of a collision involving serious bodily injury, six counts of collision involving injury. 21-year-old Theodore Knox faces the same charges. Dallas police say Rice was driving a Lamborghini. Knox was driving a Corvette out in the Metroplex, and both drivers were speeding in the left. They lost control, crashing into four other vehicles. Now, this bothers me, people. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm holier than now. I've gotten a speeding ticket. But you out here racing in a Lamborghini and a Corvette in the middle of the afternoon? You got people out on the road. Who are you trying to kill besides yourselves? I mean, just save that for the video games. Damn it. Save that for, what's a racing? Save it for Grand Theft Auto. Don't bring that to real life. Rashee Rice was just putting his damn life and career together and just had about 900 yards, for the Kansas City Chiefs. Ultimately emerged as their number one wide receiver. Lots of room for growth. And I guess he's feeling himself a little too much, man. Just got to be careful outside on the roads. He had 900 yards receiving, 7 touchdowns. Not shabby for a rookie. Would have projected him to have 1,000, 1,100, and maybe 10 touchdowns. And now he might be looking at some time in the South. It's terrible, terrible news. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. 23 years old. Rashee Rice, well, happy birthday. His birthday is April 22nd. Today is April 10th. There will be no birthday celebration for Rashee Rice without thinking about what the hell is going on in his life right now. Sad, sad, sad. You know, let's look at some positive. Let's look at some positive news in the NFL. Congratulations to Josh Allen. No, not that Josh Allen. Not the one who just lost his wide receiver and Stephon Diggs. Not the quarterback, Josh Allen. Not the man who's beloved in Buffalo. This Josh Allen is in Jacksonville. I don't know how much he's loved out there, but this Josh Allen just got paid. Josh Allen, the edge rusher, just inked a new contract. 5 years, $150 million. $150 million will take you a long way in Jacksonville, Florida. Congratulations to him. Speaking of Kentucky earlier in the show, yeah, he played football in the SEC at Kentucky. He was actually drafted number 7 overall in 2019. The other Josh Allen, I guess this is just a matter of coincidence. Yeah, quarterback Josh Allen, he was drafted number 7 overall in 2018. And so in 2018 and 2019, two Josh Allens were selected, both at number 7 overall. Josh Allen, quarterback destroyer, well, he just finished this past season with 17.5 sacks. It's a big deal. I got this man paid. Either that or they were going to have to slap that franchise tag on him into the future. And a matter of fact, Josh Allen, he spoke to the media today. And even though he's getting 150 mil, or at least 88 mil, I would take 1 mil. I'd be perfectly fine with that. Josh Allen says, man, this money ain't going to change me.
Job not done yet. You know, and that's why I want to tell the fan base, like, I'm extremely blessed and honored to get this paycheck or to get these checks. But I have to, you know, I still set goals for myself. Our defensive player of the year is my next goal. Winning a Super Bowl, being the MVP of it. You know, my sister has won a professional championship. So she's up on me. So I got to win a Super Bowl and be the MVP. And I could be up on. And I'm not going to stop until I get that.
He said, job's not done yet. You're talking about, I remember when Kobe said that. Kobe's just like, hey, man, the job's not done yet. What the hell am I going to stand up here and celebrate? And as he talks about his sister, Maisha Hines Allen, she plays in a WNBA. I don't know if that championship equates to a Super Bowl, but I'll let you think about that one. That got nothing to do with me. And how about you do this first? How about the Jacksonville Jaguars keep on getting to the quarterback? Jaguars, man, what a team that crashed and burned last season. Jacksonville Jaguars started off at 6-2. They ended at 3-4. Disaster. Now, they have made some changes. How about this? They snatched up a few Buffalo Bills. So a couple of his teammates played with a Josh Allen last year and got a new Josh Allen this year. Wide receiver Gabe Davis. He's now a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mitch Morse, the center for Josh Allen. He's now going to be playing center for Trevor Lawrence. Ezra Cleveland is there. No old Buffalo Bill. Eric Armstead came over from the 49ers, Ron Darby. And so the Jacksonville Jaguars have made some changes here. Hickey, unfortunately for you with the Indianapolis Colts, you've seen these Jaguars. Do you think they're going to turn things around?
I do. I trust Doug Peterson. I do think Trevor Lawrence is like a good quarterback with it was a weird year last year. But I think he'll bounce back. They still have some good weapons. I like Travis Etienne in the run game. So I think last year was a wake-up call. I think some things will change. I think they'll get back in the playoffs this year.
Pete Prisco, I spoke to him before the season started, right? Here with us at CBS. Pete Prisco told me he believed last season that Trevor Lawrence would be MVP. And we saw he put up some good numbers with Calvin Ridley. He was able to go out there and throw for 4,000 yards, 21 touchdowns, but 14 interceptions? That's not winning him no MVP. I mean, am I expecting Gabe Davis to step up? And, oh, yeah, I know this is a wide receiver-rich draft. But, damn it, I expect them to be good, but I'm personally running out of time believing in Trevor Lawrence. The way he was hyped up coming out of here in Georgia from high school, going on to Clemson, into the NFL, Trevor Lawrence is supposed to be, he's supposed to be at that Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, MVP. He's supposed to be at that level, Lamar Jackson, but he's not. He's like a rung below him. And I know he's going to get paid. He's going to be making a big buck sooner than later. But the Jacksonville Jaguars, they got some work to do. At least they're their owner, Shad Khan. At least he improved their facilities. Jacksonville Jaguars, the team, had a rat infestation at the stadium. I'm not joking. Go Google it. Google rats in Jacksonville Jaguars. And more than that stupid mascot will pop up, okay? Just believe me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of rats, they're all over the world. They're everywhere. I think, rats outnumber people by a lot. They're international. The NFL is going international, too. And they're not taking rats. They're taking Eagles and Packers. Whatever the hell a Packer is, they're going to Brazil. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about it on the other side. And a bear. We're going to talk about a bear, too. Don't move.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.